It's sad to announce that we've said some tefillot for Danny's father, and it's really sad to announce. Like Alan mentioned, you see a person that's walking around and healthy, and then the next day, life can change. So it's a big lesson for all of us every day to really take advantage of every day, and so important to steal as many mitzvot as you can, as much tzedakah, as much Talmud Torah as you can, because nobody is going to, you can't count on anybody to be a protector, to be a melitz yosher fuchem, not your kids, not your wife, not your best friends, nobody, only you do as much mitzvot, as much Torah, as much as everything as you can, because that is really the only security that a person can take with him. And really to value every day, and really to be careful, not to be on autopilot, not when you're on a freeway, not when you're on the street, nothing. Not when you're climbing a tree to get lemons, nothing. Don't take nothing for granted. Be very careful in everything you do, because we don't know what the gzerot of Rosh Hashanah, or we don't know any, we know nothing. The only thing I've come to realize is that all these years that I know nothing. So Hashem should give us a zchut to give us life, and this is really what we ask, but also give us a zchut to be close to Him. Last thing that we touched on yesterday from the Orot Elim was the importance of saying the Pitum HaKtoret, and when you're saying it, to say it with Kavanah, because there is a big secret in it that it has the power to cancel all kinds of gzerot. Next, he continues here, and he says, "Tzrichim b'sod b'toch sod ha'tfilim natzniyah sarah achat shelegel shetitzel lahuz v'tiren red." He says, "Important. If everybody looks in their tefillin, you can see that there's a couple of hairs sticking out." So he mentions, "Yeah, this is really there's a secret. What is the secret behind it? I have no clue." But he's saying that you have to have from the calf's hair sticking out of your tefillin. So when you look at the tefillin of the head, you'll see a few hairs. Over here brings one, but some do a few. So again, I'm far from knowing the secrets of it, but this is an important thing. He says, continues here to say, "Kol mi shemishtadel im ha'ole, shistakel ma'asav v'yachzor b'tshuva lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu garam lo nitzel." Anybody who helps a sick person, he says to him also, he talks to him, talks to his heart, he says, "Look, what can you do to change your deeds? Perhaps the Kadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on you and change the gzerah of this illness because of the tshuva." Somebody who makes an ishtadlut like that with a sick person, he helps him to save his soul, v'lashiv ruho olav, and to bring him back to life. V'alze katuv, that's where it says, "Ashrei maskil ildal," someone who's smart and helps the unfortunate, "b'yom ra'a imalteo Hashem." And Chas v'Shalom, if a tzara is going to come to him, Hashem is going to save him because he is trying with other people. So he brings here the zchut, the big zchut also, to try to be, to visit the sick and to help the sick people. The school mitzvot also.